From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 3rd at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures, as expected, were sharply lower on the overnight trade after the White House revealed across-the-board 10% tariffs. However, please note that there were a lot of countries who had higher tariffs listed to be imposed. Mexico and Canada items under USMCA, however, would not be seeing additional tariffs. And that's probably a good thing, considering the amount of vegetables and fruits that we get from Mexico, and also potash that we get from Canada. We are seeing a rebound from those overnight lows, and the meal is actually higher at this stage of the game. But we did gap lower in the beans, we gapped lower in the nearby corn contracts, but we're pushing up and filling those gaps. We still have a lot of questions about what these tariffs mean and what that will reflect on inflation. Certainly the 2% Fed goal for inflation looks to be a little bit on the low side of things. Export bookings this morning were pretty decent on the corn, not so much on the beans. However, half of the bean export bookings were listed to China. That will be interesting to see if they take it. They have taken 90% of what they've already booked on the bean side of things, however. In other words, those shipments have already been taken. Right now, we see the July corn futures at $4.63. That's down 2.25. December at 4.45¾, down 3 cents. We did take out 4.50 on the nearby May futures book. We're at 4.55 right now, down 2¾ cents. On the bean side of things, the July soybeans at 10.27¼ are down 18¾. We've got the new crop November at 10.17½. That's down 19¾. On the meal side of things, July meal is 60 cents higher at 295.20. The July bean oil is down 180 points at 47.16. Keep in mind that we've had a really big upside move in the bean oil based on renewable fuels situation. On the Chicago wheat, July Chicago wheat at 548 is down 4¾. July KC wheat at 579 is down 0.75¢. On the livestock side of things, I thought this would be a negative report on livestock, seeing that tariffs are pretty important, particularly on the export side of pork. However, it's cattle that's taking a hard hit this morning, with the June cattle at 205.20, down $2.20. May feeders at 285.02, down $2.87. And the April live hogs at 87.42 is only two lower, with the Junes at 95.67, down 85. Outside markets, the metals are lower this morning. The crude oil is down a big $4.88 on the May crude at 66.83. We got up over $71 earlier this week. The metals, again, lower. Dollar index down big time, $2.25. On the Junes at 101.23. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, and a high of 62. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.